language learners. Welcome to Learn Farsi with Ghazal, your guide to the fascinating world of Persian language and culture. I'm Ghazal, your host, and today we are diving into the tradition of Sizdabedar, a beloved Persian costume. Sizdabedar, also known as Nature Day, is a joyful celebration observed on the 13th day of the Persian New Year, Nowruz. Let's explore the customs and significance of this special day together. Sizdabedar literally means 13 outdoor, also known as Nature's Day, is an Iranian festival held annually on the 13th day of Farvardin, the first month of the Iranian calendar, which is basically on 1st of April or maybe 2nd of April. Sizdabedar marks the end of Nowruz holidays in Iran. Sizdabedar traces its roots back to ancient Persian traditions and beliefs. The number 13 has long been considered an unlucky number in Persian culture, associated with superstitions and bad omens. On the 13th of Nowruz, people venture outdoors to spend some time in the nature, believing it will ward off misfortune and bad luck associated with the number 13. This tradition reflects on the deep connection between Persian culture and the natural world. According to the Khoda dictionary, Dar means valley and plain, and Be means towards. Thus, Sizdabedar means towards the valley on the 13th day. Now, what do we exactly do on Sizdabedar? The first thing that we do is releasing sprouted greens back into the nature. A custom performed at the end of the picnic is to throw the sprouted greens, or sabze, that were part of our haftzin, into the moving water. The next thing we do is knotting the greens. Knotting the stems of the greens, or in Persian we say sabze gere zadan, before tossing them into the water is a customary ritual for young single people, especially for young women. This indicates a wish to find a partner or a husband. And the third thing is Lie of the 13th. So, Lie of the 13th, or Durug-e Sizdeh, which is similar to April Fool's Day, is observed on the first or second day of April in Iran, on the day of Sizdabedar. Pranks have reportedly been played on this holiday for a very, very long time. In Sizdabedar, families gather together and they all go on a picnic in the nature, as I mentioned before, and they may dance and sing all together. They play some traditional games. For example, they might play board games, they might play with the cards, or also playing volleyball or maybe even football. It varies from family to family. Now, where do we go for Sizdabedar? Normally, in the nature, it can be public parks, it can be some gardens owned by some of the family members. It also depends. As long as you are in the nature, you're doing Sizdabedar right. Now, what do we eat for Sizdabedar? Well, one of the traditional things that we eat is sekanjabin with lettuce, or in Persian, kohu sekanjabin. Sekanjabin is a very old Iranian drink. It is made with vinegar, honey, and sometimes mint. It is very popular in the summer, but it is also a part of Sizdabedar. Iranians eat lettuce with sekanjabin. This act is symbolically a promise to stay healthy during the New Year. One of the most important meals is ash. Ash, if I want to describe what it is like a thick soup. Well, in my region, we normally eat ashreshte. Ashreshte is like a thick noodle soup. It is very tasty, and I highly recommend you trying it if you ever had the chance. There are also different types of food that you can have, but we normally have ashreshte, and we try kahu sekanjabin. And the day after Sizda Bedar, we all return back to our normal lives, which can be a bit difficult, especially for the students. But yeah, that's all we do during our New Year's. As we conclude our exploration of Sizda Bedar, I hope you have gained a deeper appreciation for this beautiful tradition in Persian culture. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please support us on Instagram by the name Learn Farsi with Ghazal. Please give us a subscribe on Apple Podcast, Spotify, or wherever you hear this podcast. If you like this episode, please share it to your family and friends who do you think will might enjoy this podcast as well. Thank you so much. Until next time, be umide didar. Khuda hafiz.